Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Danger Lurks Outside Our Door. The horror movie's suspenseful music conveys imminent danger. In the dark, a potential killer steps onto the porch. Startled by a noise, the woman inside goes to her door and instinctively peers through the peephole. The man outside does not appear dangerous. You tense up as she unlocks the deadbolt. Will she invite the stranger in? Similarly, sin is lurking outside our door. Will we invite it in? Let's find out what happens. Genesis 4 verse 7 tells us, sin lies in wait at the door. Its urge is for you. 1 Peter 5 8 tells us, the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The question we must ask ourselves is this, do we even stop to look through the peephole before inviting sin into our life? Now let's go back to our horror movie for a minute. I think it's safe to assume that if the man outside her door looked like a criminal or a dangerous man, she would never invite him into her home. Likewise, if sin looks scary and dreadful, we would not engage in it. But the reality is, Satan is the great deceiver. He is the master of disguise. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14 states, for even Satan masquerades as an angel of light. He makes sin look appealing, and that's precisely why we invite it in. We can never lose sight of who our real adversary is. We are not in a life and death battle merely against our flesh and worldly desires. No, Ephesians 6:12 makes it clear that we are in a struggle against principalities, darkness, and evil spirits. Satan seeks nothing less than to destroy our soul. Again, let's return to our horror show. If the woman unlocks and opens the door, she is likely to be overpowered by the evil man. He may even kill her. Her safety relies on keeping the door locked. Ephesians 4 verse 27 warns us not to give the devil a foothold. If we open ourselves up to sin, we must understand that the wage for sin is death. We find that in Romans 6, verse 23. Permit me to ask you a question. What sin or sins do you see lurking at your door? Be honest with yourself. Doesn't it look appealing? If sin wasn't appealing, we would never engage in it. Colossians 3, 5 is clear. We must put to death the parts of us that are earthly, such as immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, and idolatry. Do you have some sins that you need to put to death in your life? I know I do. Romans 6:12 tells us that we cannot let sin reign over our bodies. If we do, we will obey its passions. James 4 verse 7 reminds us that we must submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. Criminals and home invaders love to work under the cover of darkness. So does sin. If the woman in our movie suddenly turned on the front porch lights, it is likely that the potential killer would flee. John 3 verses 19 and 20 explains that light, in other words, Jesus, came into the world precisely because people prefer darkness for their evil deeds. It says that those who do evil hate the light, for they know that the light will expose their evil deeds. Once again, James 4 verse 7 reminds us that when we resist the devil, he will flee from us. Romans 13, 12 encourages us to lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. I can't speak for you, but I can say without a doubt that I have often stood at the door, peering out through the peephole only to see sin standing at my door. It always looks enticing. Sadly, sometimes I give in to its allure, unlock the door, and allow it to enter in. Sin always puts us in peril. I have the scars to prove it. Do you? 1 John 1 verse 7 invites us to walk in the light. When we do, we have fellowship with Jesus and with one another. When we walk in the light, we find strength to resist new sins, and our past sins are cleansed away. In conclusion, we need to remain on guard. We need to recognize that sin is always disguised as a wolf in sheep's clothing. We need to light up our front porch with the light of Christ. We must always acknowledge sin for what it is. It is danger lurking in wait to attack us. Through our baptism, we have been raised with Christ. Let's lock the door to sin and walk in the newness of life. We find that in Romans 6, verse 4. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I invite you to install your Son, Jesus, to be the alarm system for my soul. Please sound a loud alert when the danger of sin is at hand. Help me to avoid the temptation to unlock my door. Keep me always in your care. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. And once there, you can find information about my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.